Are you with housekeeping? We only just moved in, so I don't think we've had enough time to make any messes for you to clean. Oh, you're sweet maid? I think you might have the wrong cabin, because this is an all-girls cabin. It's just supposed to be Juliet and I in here. Juliet? Oh, she's taking a shower right now. She'll be out soon. I'm not really sure what to do about this whole mix-up, but that storm out there is getting pretty nasty. You should probably come inside for now, just until we can figure out where you're supposed to be. Oh, you poor thing. You look so nervous. Don't be shy. Make yourself comfortable. Once Jules is out of the shower, she'll know what to do with you. We'll have all of this sorted out in no time. In the meantime, I don't think we've met before. My name's Liz. What's yours? Oh, okay. Well, it's nice to meet you. I don't think I've really seen you around too often. Are you new around here? No? Weird. I guess I've just never had the chance to meet you before now. Truth be told, I spend most of my time attached at the hip to Jules, so it would make sense that I haven't met someone outside of her usual circle. Oh, you know what I mean. Unpopular people. No offense, of course. You seem like a perfectly nice person, even if you aren't popular. I just meant that...
Excuse me? Who the hell are you, and why are you in our cabin? And before you say anything, you should be very glad that I was able to hear your voice before I opened the door. Because if I hadn't, I wouldn't have put on this stupid, itchy robe, and you wouldn't have lived to see the sunrise. Do I make myself clear? Well, go on then. Who are you, and what do you want? Sweet mate? Oh, that's rich, that is. Do you honestly expect me to believe that some nobody got assigned to the same cabin as us? You've lost your mind. Let me see your check-in papers. This must be some kind of joke. Some kind of sick joke targeted at me specifically. Why on earth would they put you in a cabin with us? And in weather like this? No. No, we're going to go get this sorted out right away. I just need to change into something more presentable, and then we'll...
Jules? What does this mean?
Ugh. It's a weather alert, Liz. It means that none of us are going to be leaving the cabin for the rest of the night. Just perfect. Well, I suppose you should make yourself at home then, shouldn't you? Guess you're our sweet mate after all.
Don't worry about her too much. She's really nice when you get to know her, honest. Besides, I'm sure that she'll warm up to you. I mean, it's never happened before, but I'm sure it will happen this time. Oh, we woke up at the same time. That's weird. You know, your nose looks kind of funny up close like this. Boop. What am I doing in here? What do you mean? Oh. Oh. I don't like loud storms. Plus, it's really cold in this cabin, and you're really warm. I like warm. Huh? I came in through your door, silly. Yeah, I picked the lock. I'm good at picking locks. What? Well, yeah, Jules was closer, but she doesn't let me warm up with her. Don't get me wrong, I've tried. She's really insistent, though. She has a little spray bottle to keep me away and everything. Plus, can you keep a secret? Okay, but you have to promise not to tell anyone, okay? I would get in so much trouble if people found out about this. Jules is terrified of storms. Like, super scared of them. Way more than I am. She starts tossing and turning and crying and everything. It's really bad. It's so sad. I would try to comfort her, but she won't let me, remember? She's a sharpshooter with that little spray bottle. She got me in the eye last time. It really hurt too. What? You? She would kill you if you tried to go anywhere near her right now. Are you serious? She'll be so mad though. Wait, come back. No, please.
Liz, how many times do we have to go over this? Spray bottle.
Wait, you're not Liz. What do you want, loser? Why are you even in our room?
Jules, don't be mad, bud. He knows about your, you know, fear of storms. Sorry, I mean, your discomfort with storms. He wants to comfort you, I guess. He's not afraid of the spray bottle. It's insane.
Hello? What the hell do you think you're doing on my bed, buddy? I could get up right now and beat you to a pulp. Yeah. I could. I definitely could. So you'd better go away before I beat you up. Why haven't I yet? Well, because if I get out from under the covers, then the thunder could get me. It's so loud and dark and scary, and I hate it. And now you know about my secret, and you'll tell people, and everyone will think I'm a loser.
Actually, Jules, I don't think he knows any of our friends, or anyone, really. I don't think he could tell anyone, even if he wanted to.
Is that true? Are you that much of a nobody? And you promise you won't try to tell anyone, even if you could? Oh. Okay. I guess I don't really have any choice but to trust you at this point. I guess you can stay. Just don't be weird. Also, I get to play with your hair, because it looks really soft, and I want to run my fingers through it. You're quite warm.
Right? He's super warm. Thank God, too, because this cabin is freezing right now. Oh, wow, Jules, you were right. His hair is really soft. This is really relaxing.
As much as it pains me to admit it, she's right. You're incredibly nifty to have around. Very comforting, or whatever. You know,
I'd be a lot more willing to accept your presence in my life at the moment if you weren't grinning like an idiot at the prospect of having the both of us cuddled up against you for warmth. Could you try being a bit less self-satisfied? Ugh, just don't let it go to your head, loser. You still don't get to hang out with us after this trip or anything like that. This is strictly a partnership of circumstance. You have body heat and comfort and hair that takes my mind off the storm outside. Nothing more.
Honestly, I usually defer to Jules, but I kind of want to hang out with you more after this, actually. You seem really nice. I've never seen anyone go out of their way to try to help her the way that you did, especially after how she treated you when you arrived earlier. That was really sweet of you. I could use more people like you in my life, I think.
I swear to God, Liz better not be saying she wants to hang out with you after this. We are not spending time with some unpopular nobody. We have far more important things to do. Yeah, I know that I'm laying it on a bit thick. Just close your eyes and move closer to me.